Okay, everybody, here we are, another Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. So I'm going to the Lightship tonight about 15 minutes before the hour. And we'll first clear the date here. Oh, the date today is the 21st of April, 2018. And you may feel energies leave you from past years from the same date. Well, getting off at these timelines here. So here we go, releasing today's date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. That's a little better. Like we talked about last time, remember the 20th and 21st is some of those high energy days, you know, from different groups out there doing, you know, sacrifices and everything else. So this date is a very powerful day for those people. So let's energize a light bean or beans on your monitor screen or TV screens or whatever. Computer screen. So here we go. Bringing peace energy to you. Go stronger, 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 and stronger. And next, if you have a situation happening in your life, be anything going on, let's clear that for you. So think of it. Remember, it's a timeline that you're looking at, releasing that timeline. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, we'll bring our co-host on. So, or so, I think I'll ask for testimonials if you can. Send me one, CLS Questions at Yahoo. We'll talk about the call today. We did the brain partitions. And just see if you're able to think a little faster or you feel a little more together mentally. So, if we can do that, that'd be wonderful. We'll bring our co-host on. So, Ann, are you out there?
Yes, I am. Good evening, Ron. Good evening, everyone listening, and welcome. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. That is Ron Amatron, who's been speaking and doing some clearings, healings for us. Ron has a terrific website. It's called creationlightship.com. It's really worth checking out. There's a lot of information on there about who Ron is and what his healings are about. In a just brief nutshell, they are connecting us again to source energy, that where we were created, the only spiritual link that you need or want is here through Ron. So, and we thank you, Ron. Today was a wonderful day where Ron did a brain cell rejuvenation healing call, which a lot of people were on live and probably still processing, maybe for weeks or months we'll be processing, because it was a very wonderful and intense call, and all in a very good way. We do have a few comments in already, but as Ron said, we'd love to hear from people who were on that call today and how they felt and how they are feeling subsequently. Also, tonight, because it is Saturday, and every Saturday on our BBS radio show, Ron allows us or invites us to have a physical healing. So later in the show, he will be bilocating us and transporting us to Creation Lightship, the place where we were created, and we will be visiting different rooms, sort of nature, and you are invited to request any rooms you would like to visit. We already have two requests. So if there's this particular animal you love or you'd like to experience, or any plants or trees or, you know, nature energies from this planet that you'd like to experience, send that in to the email that is dedicated to this radio show, and that is clsquestions@yahoo.com. Also, on the BBS radio station page, there's a link to a chat page that you can click on and send us a message that way. Also on that page is a lot of information. If you go to the top, you'll see a lot of different headings like healings and there's all sorts of tips and ideas and follow-ups and information that's been discussed on the radio show. So someday when you have a moment, go through and do some reading in there. Also, a reminder that all these radio shows that Ron does live 4 times a week are archived on the BBS radio station page. And as well as there are 2 shows a week on Thursdays and Sundays that are reruns, re-airings of an older show Ron did where he explains a lot of basics of his healings. So, wow, I talked a lot, Ron, and thanks for those clearings you did, as you always do at the beginning of the shows. We really appreciate that. And I guess the only other important thing to say, and we'll talk about this again, is Ron's doing another live healing call tomorrow. It starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. The information and way to pay and sign up for that call is on Ron's website, and we'll talk more about that as the show progresses. Okay, Ron, anything you'd like to share about the brain healing call today and how that felt for you and how it went for you?
Yeah, it went fine. Just energy for me changed a lot through each partition. Some was a little easier and some was harder after I, maybe more intense, you know, after I did the number count. And I put everybody on mute there. So you had maybe 2 minutes or so to integrate, and I did feel energies moving around and stuff. From there, at the very end, we disconnected people for the Earth Transporter from that, so you could feel what it's like for your own validation that you are hooked up. When that was done, that was very interesting. It sort of felt like to me like people were no longer connected to clearings, possibly, but they had their own energy with them. So it would be like being put outside of, like if you're a bee, and you're in the beehive, you have all the community, you know, of all the other bees and all that energy. And then when the bee leaves, it's no longer there. It's just by itself, its own bee energy. So that's kind of how it felt to me as it was being turned off and got put back on again. The bee came back to the beehive and was turned on. So that's kind of how I experienced that. Oh, let's see if we get any other people commenting on that. I enjoyed this one. This was not as heavy as the first one that I've done, you know, because people on it were already in transition and having a lot of clearings, or extra clearings. Always the first one is the hardest. So if this is your first time you've done this, it'd be a little more intense for you. And like Ann said, typically, you know, I think the testimonials came and like people were still having healings done and brain integration a couple weeks after even. We'll see what we get on testimonials here or anything else that you may want to talk about. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, and just a quick point here. What Ron did was remove us from our sort of bank account, he's described it as. That is what we accrue of source energy power, really, and energy that's on the new Earth for us by doing the new Earth transport. So if you happen to be new to Ron's clearings and the website, and I feel that we do have a lot of new people because Ron's done several expos recently, and he always has people he's reached out to there that then come on and do the healings. So the New Earth Transport is actually free, and the links to it are on that CLS page that I mentioned earlier, the Weebly chat page. And every healing that you do on the computer, you want to transport. It takes a minute. You just type in the healing, and I usually put in, let's say I did the mental healing. You can just put in mental body clearing and click send, but I usually will put in, you know, mental body clearing whole life, mental body clearing whole life, or mental body clearing incident, feeling sad about XYZ thing today. Boom, I put that in and send it. So if there are people that were on the call today who've been a little behind doing their New Earth transports, I bet they spent all afternoon doing a whole bunch of them. because we really got to feel that power of how important it is to keep up with those. And you never need to do it for a live call because it's done for you automatically. So like a call like today, you don't have to do, but everything on the computer you do want to do. I just wanted to clarify that, Ron, in case people aren't sure what we mean by the New Earth Transport. So I'm gonna, if it's okay, I'll go on and read some of the emails. And somebody mentioned feeling just what you talked about, Ron. Hi, this was my third brain healing call with Ron. I was in a deep, relaxed state, not feeling much. Then the 18th part. Deep in my head, I felt this sharp sensation moving from left to right. I calmed down, it calmed down, on the 26th part. I felt a lot of movement in my forehead. I enjoyed the light ship today, rode on a giraffe. Then, halfway into the call, rode on a very large eagle in the bird room. It landed in water, and I jumped in. Very cool. Thanks, Ron. We'll add, I fixed my own laptop after the first two brain healing calls. Something went wrong with it. I worked on it for 2 days, not really knowing what I was doing, but just doing it. It was great. Did not have to take it in to the shop, I guess they mean. That's nice, right, Ron?
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, they so this person felt, like you said, near the end, it got a little harder. And this person really felt that, the same thing you mentioned. I thought that was interesting.
Yep. And the Earth Transport's also on the website for a penny if you can't find it on, you know, the BBS one. So,
okay.
And what is, you know,
right,
in case you're a newbie listening,
right,
the pairings that you have or had in the past, you need to at least put them in there so that the light can find you at ascension time. Otherwise, there's really no record of you. You're just here, you know, doing clearings, and the light doesn't keep track of that. So this way, it is being kept track of so that it'll start collecting your bits and pieces each time you do a clearing as you bring more of your spirit back to your body. That's why you do that, so you recognize at ascension time. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, I have another testimonial here about the brain call. First relaxed, semi-asleep, then started breathing better. Figured that was increased oxygen. Later in the call, felt more alert. Thinking feels sharper. Will let all settle in more. Thank you, Ron.
Yep, it'll settle in more, yes, uh-huh.
Right. Okay. And, so when you did the taking away of the New Earth transport of the clearings, really, somebody wrote in to say, when Ron took away my New Earth energy, huge gravity pressed down on my face. Glad it all lifted back. Very interesting to feel. So, yeah, I think a lot of people probably, noticed pretty intense things. Somebody else wrote in, immediately my body said, uh-oh, every second waiting to be put back was torture. Then I felt like myself again when you put the energy back.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it was pretty dramatic. I agree with that listener. And here's someone else that wrote in about the New Earth Transport. Oh, a question about the New Earth Transport. Should we transport the free clearings also?
Yeah, you could do that, uh-huh. We're at the 16 clearings that on the website. It's $10 a month. Yeah, so you could do that, yes.
Okay, I'm going to move on to another testimonial. The brain cell rejuvenation healing today was amazing. I felt it as incredibly thorough and meticulous. It felt to me like the sections were worked on from one side to the other and then from back to front. I seemed to be participating with each section, clarifying my symptoms. At one point, I saw these golden rings, as I had during my first brain healing session, expand out from my right side, where I have felt a lot of pain. Though I feel I will understand my complete healing in the next days or weeks, I can feel that my head feels more relaxed and clear, also lighter. So miraculous. Thank you, Ron, so very much for your healing work. I am so very grateful.
Yeah, thank you.
So, yeah, I'll just add that sometimes people sort of, you know, momentarily feel a little sensation of some type, and it usually passes very quickly. Okay, someone else wrote in, did the call, and today is my birthday. It was a present to myself. Not too much to say. I usually feel things days later. Did feel much more peace after we were reconnected at the end. Blessings.
Great.
So that's very nice. Yes, and, you know, I always say that if Tuesday or a week from Tuesday you notice what has happened, you know, please send in a message to Ron, because he really appreciates hearing the testimonials. Okay, someone else just sent in, disconnecting us from the new earth at the end of the call today. Hi, Ron. Yes, the disconnection you did felt to me like being adrift, all alone, as though on an inner tube adrift out at sea. Also, I didn't like the idea that you were going to do this. I'm better now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know, I think I said to myself, oh, I think that's not going to feel good. I believe you, Ron. You didn't have to prove it to us, but it was interesting. I'm glad you did it. Okay, so here's another testimonial we got. Hi, Ron. I really felt and experienced being disconnected from the light ship and being off the new earth. It seemed that all the healing from the light beings, that is, the old pain and discomfort, were returning full force. I did like the feeling of being cut off and to almost feeling abandoned. After the call, I did the mind-to-heart drop. It took a while after the call to be in balance and energized in a positive way. Again, I did the mind-to-heart drop. This experience certainly helped me truly understand what being off the new earth means emotionally and physically. And that is where I want to stay, on the new earth. I'm fine now. Thank you, and feel more at peace.
And that's basically why I did this, so people would know that, you know, there is hope, and, you know, the light shift is there helping you, and that you are connected. Like, you know, people over the, maybe the last 3-4 years when we put that clearing up, people would want to know why they do that, or do I need to do this? And, there's always some type of question that a lot of people had, you know, about why they should do it or is it necessary. So that's why I did this. And the testimonials helped enforce that, yeah, it is needed. That's what you want to do. Back to you.
Okay, another testimonial. Brain cell rejuvenation call, awesome. Hi, Ron. The brain cell rejuvenation has given me a youthful brain. I feel I have a renewed curiosity and desire to focus in on what I'm dealing with. Really great. I was smiling and feeling peaceful throughout the call. Thank you so much, Ron.
Great. Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much for sending that in. Yeah, I think that almost down the road, you know, a few days or so, the testimonials will really be more interesting because people will really start to see the effects, like the person that wrote in saying that they could fix their own computer after the last ones. Okay.
We can call you another call maybe in 3 months or something. Because I think everybody would probably want to get on it again, you know, because it does help you. So,
yes, I think that'll be terrific, Ron. I believe that you did plan right from the beginning to do four of them because you said right away, I remember, oh, it's too much for one call for sure. You know, it'd be too much energy. And you split it up into four parts. So this was the third one. And so we'll keep you on that because I know everyone will be wanting it, so we'll remind you to get that scheduled. So another Great. Testimonial. Today's brain call is the third call I've been on. Again, my brain was feeling crystal clear and minty fresh during the call, and then after the call, I fell into a deep, deep sleep. More to report on Monday. The 5 minutes of separation from the new Earth transport was a misery. Dark, swirly energy pressing in on me. So grateful we have the clearings. New Earth transport and Ron. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Ron, it's really great. And see, we do have a few questions in here, but I want to keep going on our testimonials. Well, we have a testimonial here about last night's show, which was wonderful, and this person wrote in regarding fear of abduction. Friday's show hit home with me, as I admit, I have been fearful of ascension and being taken sideways despite having done the spirit barcode removal. It was a good review for me and probably a show to hear again, as I really do not want to live in fear of the unknown. Thanks for your explanation in a direct and useful manner and for the clearings you offer to make a complete ascension or reconnection with my blueprint possible after life on Earth ends.
Yeah, so that show's a good one. It'll be an archive. It'll probably be archived maybe by Monday. But if you're listening tonight and didn't hear it, we talked about the ascension process and, you know, doing the spirit barcode. And I think it's pretty informative, so it would help out a lot of people if they just listen to that. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, yes, Ron. And, yes, just as I said at the beginning, BBS does put all these shows up on archive, so you can listen to them, and it's really nice to be able to do that. Now, speaking of Monday, I just want to remind everyone that next weekend, if you're on the West Coast, Northern West Coast, Ron is going to be doing an expo in San Mateo, California, which is just a little south of San Francisco. So if you can get there, it'd be really nice. It's a very fun thing to do. Ron will, of course, be there in person. He will be setting up a light chamber, which means he creates this booth in his booth that you sit in and you receive source energy healings as you're sitting there. And it's a really wonderful experience. All the information for this and how to get there and all that stuff is right on Ron's website again, as I said earlier, creationlightship.com. And if you cannot be there in person, but would like to receive the benefits of this light chamber, you may send Ron a picture of yourself through email to creationlightship@yahoo.com. But Ron would like to have those pictures by Monday evening, this coming 2 days from now, Monday evening, because what he does is he prints them out and physically brings them with him to the light chamber. And all weekend during the expo, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, you'll be receiving, wherever you are, all the energy of those light chamber healings. So I just wanted to remind everybody about that, and also that there is a six-hour healing intensive tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And do you want to talk a little bit about that, Ron? Because you can still sign up to either be on the call live or be a registered absentee, which means you can pay to be on the call and not even have to call in, and you'll still receive the energies. Do you want to just tell anybody, people a little more about tomorrow, Ron?
Tomorrow she's going to be releasing pins and probably shackles from people. Less of them devote that call to. And then at the end of the call, you could probably have a couple hours or so to be on a light shift on your own to do your own healing. And we'll probably have a good 4 hours, maybe 5 hours of shackle pin removal until the day goes for me. You're going to feel much, much better. Normally we do the alien, parasitic life forms, but getting rid of the pins and shackles out of your body by something. Let's do a sample of that right now for you. So we'll go to a light shift probably in about 15 minutes. So I'll take pins out of your neck. So here we go. I'll count to 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Kind of move your neck, see if it feels a little better for you. And if it feels, a little better, then just think what that amount of time would be to have your body work with. I'll take shackles off. I'll do them off of your ankles. Oh, here we go. So what I will say, that these could be physical on timelines. All timelines are real when you're living there just like you're listening to the show now, in real form. Another hologram of you, and it's real. And it could also be energetic, too. So here we go, taking shackles off your ankles. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. These feel pretty heavy to me. Imagine some of you, when you start to walk now, which you'll do in a few minutes, feel that your walking is better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. I have to do one more. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There, the shackles just came off. If you had a problem maybe walking funny, maybe you were kind of limping somewhat, get up right now and walk. And you want to walk 40 steps, 20 steps one way, if you possibly can, and 20 back to where you are now. We'll take your walk. And if you want to just kind of a testimony, that'd be fine too. But you will feel a difference with your legs and ankles and feet. Okay, so I'll turn it back over to you again, Anne.
Okay, Ron, just a reminder, we're getting closer to the time of going to the lightship, so you'll want to be somewhat prepared for that by being ready to request one physical healing that you'd like the light being doctors to work on for you. And also, we have gotten some lovely room requests so far, but you're welcome to still send them in if there's something of nature you would like to experience the pure, true source energy of tonight. So happy to pass those along to Ron if you send them in. Okay, I have another email here, Ron. Speaking of feeling of being off the new earth, prior to today, I have been sick for about 12 days, the regular cold stuff that is going around. But the whole time, I was truly in a funk. I forgot to do the mind to heart drop. I wasn't motivated at all to do clearings, but I did run entity clearings every day. It was truly uncomfortable to be in this situation because prior to this, I was feeling great energy, noticing that I was on the new earth longer and longer. I am doing my whole lifetime clearings now and some natal barcode clearings. I am working on getting back to the new earth feeling that I had prior to getting sick. Very interesting to notice this huge shift. Blessings.
Well, let's get everybody onto the new earth here. So here we go. You can only go on it for, you know, energy-wise with your spirit as much as your spirit's cleaned out. And also how much your body is cleaned out, because it can't come into there, into the new earth with judgment. So it can be energetic for you, and it could also be physical. So here we go. On to 50 to switch into the new earth energy. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60, I believe. Is that correct, Ann?
I believe so, yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. A lot of energy there trying to bring people onto the new earth. It was like going sideways a bunch of times. That's why I couldn't recall counting what I was doing. Well, anyway, hopefully you're there now. What I can do for you, just for an example, this I did it a couple times so far at the presentation that I was at the different expos. But what I'll do is you probably, wherever you are now, I'm sure there's a doorway or a hallway that you have to go into to leave your room. So whatever that would be. So you could be, you know, in your living room listening or in your bedroom. And so we'll just use the term the bedroom. So if you're in the bedroom and you have a doorway going into maybe a hallway or into another adjacent room, where you are now, it's the new earth. And what we're going to do now is show you what the old earth feels like. And so once you pass through that opening going into the other room or your next room adjacent to it, you'll be on the old earth. And so I'd like you all to get up and walk through that doorway or the opening there, and you're going to feel a complete shift in energy. So right now, your room that you're in is the new earth. So why don't you do that now? And just see how it feels. You can go in and out a couple of times if you want. And, you know, this is probably going to be more of a body feeling sensation, more than probably mental, but we'll see. So do that, and I'll just turn it back over to you again, Ann. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, wow, thank you so much for bringing everybody back into peace and back on the new earth. That's really wonderful. We're getting closer to the time we're going to the lightship, but I thought we have a couple of quick questions here about healings I thought I would get through before that. And here's one. I bought the abduction barcode clearing unlimited, but I'm not sure how often I should use it. Maybe monthly?
I would probably do it weekly. Just run the clearing, you know, weekly.
Okay. That's good to know, Ron. We talk about the different barcodes a lot, but it's always good to get a little refresher.
And the spirit barcode doesn't need to be done that often.
Right.
Every 6 months, possibly. You know, normally your spirit does not. Once you do it once, it should be good to go. So, you know, you could try it every 6 months. It may not even be needed. Remember, the new Earth now is where that's happening. So typically, there's no way that the darkness is going to come in there unless you somehow mentally create a timeline of doubt. Then you would have to probably redo that, because now you're bringing in darkness energy. Remember, the old Earth has the law of cause and effect on it, where your thoughts control your reality, your mind, there's the mass mind consciousness, hive mind, or whatever you want to call it. And the new Earth has none of that. No judgment on the new Earth. So you'll probably feel that difference as you're moving from your where you are, like maybe your bedroom going into the hallway or living room or something. Be a pretty large shift there in energy. And we'll just see if we have any comments on that, too. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Someone else has a question on the harmonic frequency clearing. How to do the harmonic clearing on food? What do I write in the box?
That one over to you, Ann.
Okay, well, there is a box. I opened it up while we were logged in. At the bottom, it says, optional harmonic clearing request. I would write, please harmonically clear the food, this food on this plate, because you'll be doing like a plate at a time. And let me just look here for a second. Planetary on light. I think because it's a long healing and there are a lot of parts of it, I would say to go to part five and do the align, balance, integrate, even harmonic light frequencies. Click on that one and then write, you know, whatever, this food in front of the computer on this plate or whatever, just describe it. And you can probably just run that for like 5 minutes, just like people do the object clearing on their food as well. And I believe they just, that's a five-minute clearing, so... Because you're not going to want to spend all the time to do the harmonic frequency and then be not eating, because you'll be quite hungry.
No.
Okay.
And then with the food also, you know, the Merkaba, Merkaba, whatever way you want to pronounce it there, that we sell, a lot of people have them from the expo, they just take that. Already laminated, but you may want to get a piece of glass and, you know, maybe have one cut at a glass shop or something, or maybe you could buy something that's tempered glass and put your plate on top of the glass and have the Merkaba underneath it. That will automatically balance the food for you or your body, because you might energize the Merkaba for you. It has your particular codes in it that will always transmit those to you. And if it's underneath your food, then it will have the codes being went into your food to make it body compatible with the maximum amount of your food that you're eating. What isn't good for you, it'll be neutralized. So I'm not saying that you can go out and buy a gallon of ice cream now and eat that with the Merkaba underneath it. But it does help. So back to you.
Okay, so somebody wrote in about their feet. Thank you for the new feet. You've done a couple of healings for our feet recently.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that, but yeah, a couple mm-hmm. weeks probably. I'll do that again for people. So here we go, working with your feet. And so we will see if we can make them a little better for you. If you have any concerns, you want to kind of mention that now out loud, and here we go. We have, you know, a bunion or, you know, something that's bothering you. So here we go. Let's help you out with your feet. Well, I'm going to count to 50. After this, we'll go to the light shift. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. So your feet should start to feel maybe a little lighter for you, maybe less pain when you're walking. You can also reinforce that now on the light shift as we go up now. So this light shift hearing feelings that you're going to now when you're bilocated will only work for people who are listening live to the show tonight. Archives, you're just going to be able to feel peace energy. All the Saturday shows, it'll be peace energy for you. And here we go. We're going up, so you can bring up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, planets. Just think of them. Going up now, I'll count to five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And here we go. Let's go into the first room. And actually, here's the hot tub room. We go into this quite often. And there's also a mud room there that we can go into to have some detoxing with that. And now I'll get to some of the rooms that people would like to go into. So we have, we'll probably go into maybe 8 rooms. So we'll go into the dragonfly room. Well, here they come, and there's 3 dragonflies coming. So again, rest your healing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're going to, we have a tree room with the willow trees. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next we have grasshopper room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And request your healing. You may want to request it out loud, maybe every, maybe 15 seconds, 10 to 20 seconds is fine. But the more you repeat it, the more healing you can have because the light beings are in the now. Here we go. We got the floating magnet room. That's good to release pain. So if you have any pain in your body, you may want to just put your hand there. That's the easiest way. You have a stiff shoulder or something, or your back's hurting. Here we go. Fixing that if we can. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. In the centrifuge room, that's where we hope to get some of the more stubborn energies that are with us released. So here we go. Stronger. Room is spinning. It's silver on the inside. Well, stronger, 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 and stronger. If you're a seer, you're going to be able to see like clouds of energy leave your body being sucked to the walls here of the spinning room. And let's go into the room with the lavender. So we got a lavender field. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I think we have some mangoes. That's interesting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Those have strawberries too, I guess. So here we go, strawberry room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Got 2 more rooms to go into. We've got the giraffe room. A 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Room with eagles. So here they come. Oh, we're stronger again to bring the energy in for you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we can go to the dolphin room. Here we go. Last room will be the dolphin. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, and now we're collecting our animals, pets, flowers, garden, plants. And we're going to be coming back here. So I located right now out of time. You're coming back here to where you were. Started. So here we go. Up to 5 to bring you back. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okey-doke, Ann.
Okay. Wow, Ron. As always, that was wonderful. Thank you so much. So right before the call, I mean, before you transported us to the lightship, you created a situation where our one room that we're in is on the new Earth, and if we walk out of that room, it's the old Earth. So a couple of people wrote in their response to that already. Thank you very much. So somebody wrote in, felt so light, and the old Earth room felt different. different air and a rancid smell. When I walked back into the new earth, there was clear air and I felt lighter in my body.
Oh, that's great.
Yes, and someone else wrote in, new to old earth, hi, going through the door to the old earth made me feel like I'd gained 200 pounds. Lack of energy for sure. So if anybody else did that walk through to the different energy, I know you've done that demonstration for us before, Ron, and, you know, it's very interesting. So I don't know if this got mentioned, but over the last couple of weeks, Ron, you may recall you did a lot of clearings about war and battles and that kind of thing, and someone wrote in to let us know, and I really appreciate this because I was really wondering. You mentioned a movie on April 14th, and they're wanting you to know the name of the movie is Miracle on Hacksaw Ridge.
Oh, okay. I'll write that down. Yeah, that's that, the World War II one. I guess it was a true story.
Yes.
Or something.
Yeah, Miracle. I believe the guy rescued all the people. It was great. Sad, of course, but always great. Okay, I have another testimonial here about the Friday night show, and I just want to find that one. Oh, here's another one about the walking through the rooms. Okay, when I walked into the passageway from the new earth, there was a deep, deep sadness of the old earth. Very interesting. It is sad that it's a sad place.
It's sad because, you know, aliens and the people, you know, humans destroyed it, basically. You know, and we're still on it when you think. And then the other part is that old Earth has your memories on it. New Earth has no memories because everything's in the moment. Well, there's nothing keeping track of you or anything there to bring you into your past. But the old earth has all of that. So I see it sad as what, you know, people have done to the earth itself. But anyway, we can go on, I guess.
Right. Well, luckily, because we found creation, creation light ship, we have a choice.
Yeah, I got a question for people. I haven't heard much. Remember, I don't know, a year or 2 years ago, I went back to the Fukushima situation. About a year ago, a year and a half ago, they're talking about all the radiation coming over, the killing stuff. That seems to be like a dead topic now. Anybody have any, is it, you know, what's going on? I'll just ask that. I don't go on to any of the sites to find out. I do know when I went to Northern California on the coast, there was no seashells for like a mile on the beaches, and there was no seaweed and no crabs running around, which I'm used to seeing when I was growing up, you know, in the younger years. There's always crabs that you could find running around, little bubbles, you know, after the tide went out. You know, the wave went out, we'll say, and always seaweed everywhere and seashells. And up in Crescent City where I went, nothing. It's just the sand. Anyway, and I only saw one seagull. Somebody always sees seagulls, you know, around the ocean. Just one seagull. That's probably for driving about 10 miles. Anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay. I'm just going to find that testimonial about last night that somebody sent in. Let me see. Oh, well, someone else wrote in about the difference between the old earth and the new earth. Felt pressure on my face, like pushing thick air. Like a thick air wall, I get that. And let's see here. Okay, someone wrote in, I received the foot healing just now, but when you said we're going to the light ship, the radio cut off. Then let me come back on just now. This happened another time, just when you're about to go to the light ship on Saturday, and I missed out.
Oh, dear. Well, you went anyway, so don't worry about it. How did your feet feel?
Yeah, that's good. So somehow what you're saying is that listener really stayed connected to the call.
Yes, and even if they were in doubt, they were still absentee going to the light ship.
Well, that's good.
Once you're on the call, when we start on Saturday, even if you have to get off, you're going to light ship on Saturday. Back to you, Ann. You're just absentee.
Right. Okay, great. And I know, I don't know if we've reviewed this point in a while, but if you're listening to a radio show and you fall asleep, you will still get all of the healings that Ron does, including going to the light ship. So I guess it's similar, right? If the person was listening and on the show, they get disconnected, they're still connected to you for the hour that we're doing the show.
And also the same thing on the conference calls, yes.
Of course, and the conference calls, you don't even have to call in and you're connected as soon as you pay.
That's
okay,
correct.
Here's the one I was looking for. Someone else wrote in about last night's show. So again, I guess I say this a lot, but it's great to listen to the archives. Really, even if you have heard the show already, you might want to listen to it again. So this person wrote in, on the Friday show, I really appreciated the opening topic about spirit barcode effectiveness, life review after death, and forced reincarnation if spirit is not whole. Ron, you provided much reassurance on this and also a tool, the New Earth Transport. I needed the reminder to log in clearings more often. Even though I have done clearings for 7 years and own many of them, I still have that fear of abduction at ascension time you both spoke of. It's really made me focus on how I want my eventual transition to end in peace only, should it occur before ascension.
Yep.
So thank you very much for sending that in, and thank you for all that, you know, wonderful conversation, Ron, last night, as always.
I'm going to do a clearing here. I can sense somebody out there may have maybe a weak bladder or something, or bladder infection. Here we go, working with your bladder, and could also go to the kidneys, too. So I'm going to count to 100 to get some healing in that direction. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Great. So see if that helps you there. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. I forgot to mention that today, and of course again tomorrow, Ron, in addition to the fabulous, generous healings he does for us, he charges water for us to drink during the call and after the call. And so that's another wonderful benefit. If you read about tomorrow's call, it'll explain all about having some glasses of water or even, you know, containers to charge. So someone wrote in, Ron, about water. The water coming to my house and neighborhood is very high energy. My water is filtered, but none of the water in the town I live in has fluoride, so that's good, but it's still in the food. I never had access to water's high energy before doing clearings and water activations. Thank you for helping, Ron.
Great, thank you.
Yeah, I know it's, if you're on the calls that Ron does on a regular basis, or even if you come on the Wednesday call and get your water charged for the week, it's wonderful. And you can always charge just one glass of water if you want to for a dollar on Ron's website. There's a link to it on the lower left-hand side under personal activations. Okay. And, okay, someone wrote in, about the Fukushima. I went to the beach in the panhandle of Florida in December of 2017. Many, many stingrays were close to the shore and following me while my feet were in the water.
Okay.
So who knows? Yeah, that's weird. someone else wrote in, I too was disconnected just before going to the lightship. And then I quickly stopped and started BBS again, and it came through. This has happened to me before. They cut out on them. Well, that's a shame. That's happening. Really a shame.
I'm not sure if the audio on BBS shuts off right upon the hour or not. Maybe we could find out. We could have it go longer. I think it starts at 5 minutes before the hour, maybe, or straight up. But normally our BBS shows are supposed to be 55 minutes, and that's what I think is on the website. So maybe... unless it was changed. Hopefully, the people are listening to our show now. They're, you know, and it's after, you know, about two, 3 after that, it's still having audio on it. We'll have to look into that. If not, we can.
Yes, yes, that's true. Your another option
on.
Is to access the page on the right-hand side, you know, or rather go to the BBS Creation Lightship page, which is accessible on the right-hand side of your website, instead of clicking at the top, which works, of course, but I wonder if it's better to go to that right-hand side link, open the BBS page, and listen there. Because then, for sure, it stays on for that if we stay till 5 after.
So, anyway, that's maybe a minute to go here. Anything you want to add,
No, I guess just a reminder that the expo is coming up. Check Ron's website. The next BBS radio show will be Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And Ron's doing that wonderful live healing call tomorrow. So try to get on that, and you can sign up on the website. That's it. Thank you, Ron. Great show. Appreciate you.
And we got lots of archives. So, I don't know. I think we started probably in 07, I think. Or ended 07, I just can't remember. I know we probably got over a couple thousand of them. So here we go, everybody. Do the mind to heart drop. So this you want to say out loud. What we added to it before we did the number count is, and keep me real. So here we go. You need to command your spirit out loud. And here we go. So you said, now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and keep me real. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate this action. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 1-978-765-4321. Hey, everybody, thank you for listening. Thank you, Ann. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And our next BBS show is Monday, 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern on Station 1. Bye, everybody. Have a wonderful evening.